We listen to you guys like
all the time.
All day, every day.
Every day.
I love your station.
This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy.
I love your station.
UK Talk Radio.
So today on UK Talk and Music Radio, we're talking to the band TTK. The initials stand for To The Kingdom. We're going to find out a little bit more about their music. We're going to find out a little bit about their faith. But first of all, if I could take you back to the beginning, ladies, what were your influences, the kind of music that you listened to on the radio when you were growing up?
I think as a group, we were all really, we're 80s babies, so just really being inspired by the 90s era with Mary J. Blige, Brandy, Monica, SWV, you know, they were soulful artists, so, you know, just listening from your soul, being able to dance to it, mocking them, and just mimicking them as artists, I think that really stretched us as singers and kind of what inspired the sound today.
So a fantastic start for you and some fantastic artists that you've just mentioned there. So that's the beginning. So how did you go from listening to music and enjoying it on the radio to actually forming TTK? So tell us a little bit about the band itself.
Well, TTK actually stemmed from a group of writers called Remnant. And we started out thinking like backgrounds for Dallas artists, local artists. And we just kind of organically formed. It wasn't like a plan. I think it was just ordained by God.
And that's a beautiful way to start, isn't it? That you've actually been guided through that process. So that is an awesome, an amazing way to start a band. So you got together, you started writing and recording songs. So what's the process like of writing a song? Where do you begin and what kind of happens during that process?
Well, some people start off writing, listening to beats. Well, we learned how to construct a song, you know, with lyrics, melody, just forming or getting your intro and, you know, coming up with a chorus and then putting together your verse, bridge, and then your vent.
And I'd also add, too, you know, with us being music of faith, you know, our foundation definitely is going to be Christ first, you know, and just making sure that the basis of our music, the basis of our topics that we're talking about is inspired by the Holy Spirit. You know, it's really important that we are just kind of focused in on how we're feeling and maybe what we're going through and scriptures and things that we like to refer to kind of help us stay strong and help us stay grounded in our word. Prayer.
And so you kind of, before you complete the recording, do you kind of just test these things against the Holy Spirit as to what you think is right before you do the final recording?
Most definitely. I think that a lot of our songs, that's where they come from. That's the basis of where they come from. You know, just prayer before we write, making sure that, you know, just praying that the words that we're writing and the things that we're thinking about are, again, inspired by the Holy Spirit, that they are the things that, you know, God is asking us to speak to the people, that it's the message to be delivering that he wants us to deliver and not just our own.
And what's it like when you go into the recording studio? So most of our listeners won't know what a recording studio is like. So you've talked about, obviously, you're inspired, you seek inspiration, you make sure that before you the song is finished that it is as you believe it should be. So what's it like when you go into a recording studio? What actually happens?
Well, it can be a very tedious see the finished product, but when you go in, we're all like laying verses separately. We do our harmonies separately. A soprano might do hers, and then an alto, and then a tenor, and then, you know, the engineer puts everything together. So it takes a lot of time to build, and you may have to do, you know, several takes, but it's very rewarding at the end.
And I think too, one of the most important things about going in is which we had to learn, was to make sure that we know what we're going to lay when we go in to lay it, so that when we go into the studio, it's a smooth process, just like Sister Tamika said. So just being sure that we know we got our notes down pat, you know, that we've rehearsed that and practiced that over and over again, so it can come a little smoother when we get to the studio. It's not always perfect. We've actually learned a lot in the studio. But just doing our best to be prepared once we get in there is it's a really fun process. So I really enjoy it when we go in there.
And I guess when it's finished and you can hear it, it's like a kind of a magic, isn't it? Because you put all these things together, you spend hours in there, and suddenly you have the finished product. And talking of the finished product, on UK Talk and Music Radio, we are playing your song. Tell us a little bit about the song. What's the song about?
I'll Pray With You is about praying with one another, supporting one another in Christ. It's saying, you know, no matter what you're going through, we'll be there, because sometimes it's hard to find the words to pray. Sometimes it's hard to find the strength to pray. And, you know, we all relate to that feeling. We all relate to sometimes just needing a sister or a brother to actually lean on. Can you pray with me? Can you help me find the words? You know, because we ask Christ for the word. We ask the Holy Spirit for the word. And sometimes we just need somebody else to help us, pray with us, pray for us, and be on one accord with us as we do so. And I'll Pray With You is one of those songs that we just all got together, and we actually got in a room together and wrote all the lyrics. And it was just, it came together very beautifully. And it just, it really means a lot to us, and we hope it means that much to anyone else who hears it.
It's certainly a powerful song. And to round off, let's talk about your faith. Obviously, faith in Christ is important to you. So tell me a little bit about what faith means to you and how you live that out.
Well, faith for us is definitely, I mean, it starts with the gospel. You know, the death of Christ, the burial of Christ, and the resurrection. And just being covered in the Holy Spirit is definitely the foundation of where we are today. It's what brought us together. It's how we met. You know, it's how we are inspired by our writing. It's how we're able to vocally be able to, you know, perform the music and sing the music. So without our faith, without Christ, we literally wouldn't be here speaking to you today.
So it's a powerful faith that you have, obviously, that guides you and guides you in your music and everything that you do.
I also wanted to point out that faith is trust. It's to trust the Most High and His Word with our actions as well as what we say.
Grow in our faith. You know, if we're blessed enough, our music will grow as well, and it'll reflect the same.
And just to round off, future plans, what would you like to do next?
I mean, I think we're open to whatever the will of God is for us, definitely. Just looking forward to seeing more people who may not have any faith, people who may question where they are with Christ. I believe that, you know, as a group, we're just hoping that it'll inspire them to seek Him more, inspire them to think about it more. I think, too, definitely in the climate and temperature of the world right now with, you know, COVID-19 and all of those things, being able to give people some glimmer of hope. You know, being able to shine some light and to give them some strength through the music is really important right now. So kind of in even what you were asking as far as how the song came about and being how we were inspired to write the song, it was actually during that time when it was, you know, really kind of getting bad out here. We were able to you know, write this song. I'll pray with you. Here's my shoulder, take.
show up.